Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
Vacation Land, written by Sarah Stonich, narrated by Amanda Ronconi. Separation. When Ilsa shakes snow from her ruff, the thing leaves her jaw to skitter across the linoleum. At the sink, with her back to the dog, Meg scrapes egg from a pan and idly wonders if she's being delivered another frozen bone. When it rolls to a stop near her slipper, she sees. There is no mistaking it, snow-crusted as it is. "Real?" Meg squeals, answering the question. She vaults back, her own hand meeting her mouth as if ziplined. Her next words gurgle into her palm, but when she swivels to where Ilsa sits, her voice is clear. "Bad. Bad dog." Pivoting to the dark window, she gasps at her reflection. On the other side of the glass, the first storm of the season has already dropped 8 inches, and it's still coming down. Meg inhales and exhales in sync with gusts of corn snow blasting the window, hoping that upon turning back, she'll see she's utterly, ridiculously mistaken. Her kitchen had once been the bar and lounge of Nolody Lodge. Besides this building, little suggests the place was ever a thriving resort. A pair of dry gas pumps lean like drunks near the dock, and pilings poke blindly through the ice as if groping for the vanished boathouse. All but two of the little cabins have been raised. Little Hatchet is a glacial lake, shaped as you might expect, poised as if chopping down from Ontario, with the town of Hatchet Inlet stuck to its blade. Nolody sits at the northernmost point, near the frozen handle. There are two seasons on Little Hatchet, blistering black fly summers and long winters with short days that dawn cold, colder, and, as the hand thawing on Meg's floor mutely suggests, life-threatening. Besides a boreal starkness some consider lovely, the area is unremarkable, save its record temperatures, most recently an axle-snapping minus 60, the type of statistic that only provides fodder for grizzled locals who boast that the meek wouldn't want to inherit this bit of earth. Fetching her Sunday paper from Pavela's diner the day before, Meg had watched the old boys mimic the latest hypothermia victim, a Chicago bond trader found on Wickawashi Portage, speaking into a chunk of pine bark the size of an iPhone, as if calling for a quote. Wheezing with laughter and the gunk of Camel Straits, they put on such shows when tourists are within earshot, debating whether January is more dangerous than July, usually calling a draw, for there is peril year-round here on the wrong side of the Laurentian Divide, where straight-line winds toss pine trunks onto sleeping campers like Scottish cabers, flash floods dissolve trails from under hikers' knobby soles, and drownings are so routine, their mention might elicit a shrug. And since there is water, water everywhere, canoeists go right ahead and drink, inviting parasites to rue their days from the inside out, when even the toddlers over at Cub Care Day Den know better, having been taught, along with the alphabet song, the rhyme about moose poop soup. Things that do not look dangerous are. Wide-eyed does nicked by cars have been known to kickbox through windshields. And while only two hunters have been fatally hooved, both were from Minneapolis, and perfect examples of why one might think twice before just showing up here.
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.